I feel like someone's playing a joke on me. I think something is happening. Something is going on. This isn't really a sequel to Kickboxer, is it? This isn't really better than Kickboxer Vengeance, Revengeance, or whatever it was. This can't be happening. Kickboxer, what is this? Retaliation, again, starring Alan Mousey and Van Damme and Sarah Macula Lane and, of all people, Mike Tyson. Yes, the Mike Tyson. I mean, that's a recipe for suck, right? But no, what? This is really fun. Okay, granted, you have to turn your brain off. You have to, when you're watching, you know, Kickboxer sequels, you know, straight to video or wherever these went. Sure, temper your expectations accordingly. But I'll be damned if this isn't a whole lot of fun. Christopher Lambert's in this, and if you don't know who that is, he was in Help Me Out, Highlander, and I personally know him as Lord Raiden from the original Mortal Kombat film. He's the main, I say main, he's like the head promoter of this Fight Club underground thing. And so this Kurt Sloan, again played by Mousy, is a different one than we had that Van Damme played in the original Kickboxer. This one doesn't really have like a code. Like, there's so many times, like in the last movie and in this one, where you're like, most action film heroes would be like, well, I'm not like them. I wouldn't kill them. Not this guy. This Kurt Sloan does not care. He will kill you. He will kill you. You could be helpless and he will finish you off. He does not care. And I think it makes it a way better character in that he's not just this super noble guy. He's not the bad guy. You know, like his wife gets kidnapped and he goes and saves her and all that stuff. But he ends up in jail where essentially he's like, if you want your wife back, you got to fight this gigantic monster who is one of the big guys from Game of Thrones, the Mountain and the Molehill or whatever those guys' names were. He's one of them. He's huge. And he's like baby face, though. I don't know. He seems like one of those guys that in real life, he's probably a big teddy bear and everyone loves him. There's something in his face that it lacks that edge and that hardness that maybe like the original Tung Po had, you know, that this guy looks like he has had a really good life and his mom loves him. And he's just a big teddy bear, but he is imposing and, there's a lot of great action here. Van Damme is not as heavily used, but he's certainly not missing from the film. He's not in the first third, and then he shows up to help train, and then he has a couple smaller fights, but he's been blinded, like the main bad guy blinded him, and so he's basically Daredevil now from the Marvel universe, and it's great. And he teaches Kurt how to use these blind man skills to be even a better fighter while he's being trained in boxing from Mike Tyson's not playing himself, he's playing someone named Briggs. Anyway, like, I know, all right? I know that this doesn't sound good. I know. But trust me, the choreography is so good and the fight scenes are excellent. And, I mean, it doesn't pull punches, no pun intended. There's this great chase scene where they start playing the song Wipeout and it's got this liveliness to it. This movie has a lighter tone than the last one. The last one felt really gritty and serious. This one feels like it's a lot more fun. They're playing around. The final fight takes place in a temple. You know how I love that fire and temple. And there's so like the main bad guy's like genetically modified to be unstoppable. And Kurt Sloan gets killed in the last fight. But his wife goes and grabs one of these like adrenaline shots that they've been using on the big guy. And she uses it on Kurt. He comes back. The fight lasts so long. I'm like, 20 minutes left in the movie when the fight's starting. and they fill the entire time. I mean, there's a little bit of credits afterwards, but it's not a ton. And it's just, this movie is the opposite of boring. If you don't want to be bored, watch Kickboxer Retaliation. It gets 3 out of 5 Van Damme's because, again, Van Damme's not in it as much as he was the last one. But that does not tell you the quality of the film. This movie kicks ass, and I would watch more of Alain Mousy as Kurt Sloan doing this sort of shit. I don't know how they'd up the ante, because this one's pretty much just balls to the wall, and they threw everything at it, and boy, did it all stick.